Johnson of the International Secret Police. Speed, Clint, and Barney, working on a clue given them by Dr. Kingsley, go to the Seong dock in disguise to look for a secret passage, supposedly leading into the octopus headquarters. Meanwhile, the master criminal, knowing of their plan, has set a trap for them in the secret passage leading from the seawall beneath the dock. Speed discovers the tunnel and, while wondering whether to signal Clint and Barney or not, is startled by little Jean, the doctor's daughter who has come to the dock in disguise, unknown to her father. She runs into the tunnel and Speed follows, not knowing that the octopus right-hand man, Quan Wu, is secreted in the tunnel, waiting to spring the trap. Clint and Barney, looking for the boy, also discover the tunnel entrance and hasten inside, calling for him.
Oh, Speed! Speed! Answer me!
Speed! It's Clint and Barney! Where are you?
Why the dickens doesn't he answer us, Barney? Our voices would carry far in a tunnel like this.
Yeah, but how do we know the kid's in here? We didn't see him come in.
Where else could he go? He didn't come up on the dock, I know that. Now, this tunnel is a logical place for him to go. But why didn't he give us the signal when he found it? Those were my last orders.
Must have had some good reason. It ain't like Speed to disobey orders much.
Well, the only reason would be that one of the octopus gang silenced him before he could give us a warning.
Suffering wangdoodles. Do you think so? Then let's keep going. We gotta find that kid.
Yes, come on, get out your flashlight, Barney. We'll need it now that we're getting away from the tunnel entrance.
Say, look how this runway is going up on dry land now. We're leaving the water behind.
Yes, but water's been up in here, and high, too. Look on the walls of the tunnel. You can see traces of different levels.
The tides, maybe.
No, it's high tide right now. Can you see where the water stopped?
Hey, the entrance is closing on us. Quick, let's try to get back before we're trapped.
Too late, Barney. We are trapped. There's no doubt about it now. This tunnel does lead to the octopus lair.
What do we do?
Now, just keep cool. Try to find Speed. Well, I hope we can't find him now.
Me too. But if we can't do anything else, we can see where this tunnel leads to. Come on, let's get going. Speed! Oh, Speed!
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 Speed! Where are you, Speed?
Speed!
Answer me!
Oh, the tunnel ends, Jean. Right at this big door.
Can you open it, Speed?
Well, I'll try. Nope, I can't budge it.
We'd better start back now. I don't like this place.
Okay. Maybe Clint or Barney can think of a way of getting through this door. Hey, look. Here's a little square of glass in the door. Put there so who's ever behind it can look out in the tunnel, I guess.
Can you look in?
Yeah, but I can't see anything. It's even darker in there than it is here in the tunnel.
I'm sure glad you have your flashlight.
I don't know. This flashlight's what got us into this. If I hadn't had it along, I couldn't have given it to you. And you couldn't have run into the tunnel with it, and I wouldn't have had to follow you.
I'm sorry, Speed. I didn't mean to make you any trouble. Let's go back now, huh?
Okay, by me. I only hope that Clint hasn't missed me and started worrying about me.
Me too.
Say, when he sees you here, Jean, I don't know what he'll do. And supposing your dad finds out you're gone, won't he worry?
Yes, he would if he knew about it. But he won't be home until dinner.
Speed! Oh, Speed!
Listen.
Gibson.
It's Clint. Clint and Barney looking for us. Come on, let's hurry. Here I am, Clint. I'm coming.
Well, wait for me, Speed.
Hurry, run. Come on, Jean.
Speed, is
that you? Yeah, Clint. Coming.
Oh, I'm so glad they're here. Now I'm not afraid anymore.
Hey, somebody's with Speed. Who's with you, kid?
It's Jean.
Jean? Suffering wangdoodles. Now we are in for it.
There's light ahead. That must be from this flashlight, Speed.
Yeah, and there they are. Hi, fellas.
Hey, Steve. And Jean. How in heaven's name did you get in here? And what are you doing in that disguise?
She came down here to meet us, Clint. saw me go down to the float and came down through that opening on the dock.
What did you want to do that for, Jean? We got enough trouble on our hands without being responsible for you.
I'm sorry, Barney. I wanted to see what you all were doing. I thought maybe I could help.
Hey, don't start crying, Jean. That won't help anything.
Oh, no, we're all in a very serious spot. And the only hope we have of getting out of it is to keep our heads.
Well, what's wrong, Clint?
Well, the entrance is closed, Peter. The door on the seawall.
The secret door? Then...
Yeah, this is the octopus's tunnel, all right. Didn't I tell you he'd have something that led into water? But no one would believe me.
Oh, all right, you told us. Now, how about you telling us how to get out of here, mastermind?
Give me time. I will.
Well, let's talk this over in the meantime. Well, let's turn off our flashlights, as long as we don't need them right now, and save the batteries. No telling how long we'll be in this tunnel.
Okay.
Oh, dear. I don't like being in the dark like this.
Well, it's better to be in the dark knowing that you can turn on your flashlight whenever you want than to be in the dark and know you can't turn on anything, Jean.
Yes, I guess so. But I wish we were out of this place.
Well, we'll go back to the entrance now that we've found you and see if we can't find the spring that works that sliding door. What's up ahead, Speed?
A big door with a glass in it.
A looking glass?
A glass to look through, Barney. But I couldn't see anything on the other side. It was all dark.
I tell you, I don't like this whole thing. The octopus set a trap for us, and we walked right into it very nicely. Say, Speed, why did you ever come in here without signaling us?
Well, I don't know.
Yes, he does know, Clint. He came in because I ran in with a flashlight before he could give you the signal. It's all my fault.
Yeah, just as I thought. Women always get a guy into trouble. I've never seen it.
Oh, pipe down, Barney. Did your father know you're down here, Jean?
No, Clint.
Well, I talked to him over the telephone just before we left our hotel. He was going home then to keep an eye on you. Quan Wu has warned him that he might lose you, Jean.
Oh, then he'll come home and I'll be gone. And he'll be awfully worried.
And how? But that's our one chance.
What, Barney?
When he finds Jean missing, the doc will try and get in touch with us. Probably come right down to the Siang dock. When he don't find us, he'll know something's wrong because we was going to keep in touch with him. So he'll get hold of the Hong Kong police and they'll start looking for Jean and us.
There's only one chance in a million that they'll find us, Barney. Remember, that seawall entrance is closed now. Oh, say, didn't the police guard around your home see you go out, Jean?
They saw me after I was out, Clint, and then chased me away. Dressed and made up like a Chinese boy that didn't know me.
Your own dad wouldn't know you. Kids get the darndest ideas.
Well, listen, he's crying over spilled milk. Let's start looking for a way out of this place. We better all stay together this time.
Yeah, here, you hold on to my hand, Jean. We don't want to lose you.
All right, Barney.
Did you try to open that door at the end of the passage, Speed?
Yeah, but I couldn't budge it.
Let's go back to the seawall entrance, then. There must be some way of opening that door from this side. It's only a case of finding it.
If there was only some way of getting in touch with Li Ying.
Oh, and I don't mention any names, Barney. These tunnel walls may have ears.
Yeah, and I wish they had noses so I could punch them. This makes me sore, getting put away underground like this.
Oh, I make you fellas more trouble than anything, I guess. I'm sorry, Clint.
Oh, now, don't be sorry, Steve. Things like this are apt to happen in our business. And it's the unexpected that usually upsets the apple cart.
Hey, what's this on the wall?
Huh? Where?
Here.
Oh, that's just a peg of wood that somebody happened to stick into the dirt, Barney.
Well, what's a peg doing in here? Something to hang your hat on, I suppose.
See if it'll come out, Barney. Maybe it'll work a secret door or something.
Okay, kid. Nope. Nothing come out but a little dirt.
Well, all right, then. Let's keep on going.
What keeps the dirt from coming down on us, Clint?
Well, this tunnel is roofed with wooden planks, Jean. You see? Yeah, it's sturdy enough, all right. In fact, it's too sturdy, I'm afraid.
Say, do you fellas hear something?
Sounds like a broken water main, don't it?
Water! And there are water marks on these tunnel walls. Oh, no. Why, even the octopus wouldn't do a thing like that.
Like what, Clint?
Imprison us here in this tunnel and then pump it full of water.
Suffering wang doodles. That's just what he is doing, I bet you. And that water's getting closer all the time. Let's hurry. Maybe we can stop it from coming in some way.
Find a way for us to get out. Come on, everybody. Let's go.
Well, Quan Wu, you lost no time in getting here. Have you prepared everything for our guests?
Yes, master. The pumps have started. Speed Gibson, Clint Barlow, and Barney Dunlap are trapped in the tunnel.
And the little girl, huh?
Yes.
Our secret police will have plenty of time to contemplate their fate. I have given orders that the tunnel shall not be filled too quickly. You are sure that there is no chance of escape? Seawall door is shut fast?
Yes, master. Besides, the area around the seawall door is the first to fill with water, since the tunnel slopes down from the door to the inner chamber.
True, true. They shall be driven back step by step, with the icy waters always at their heels, until at last they are before the door of the inner chamber. From there I shall watch them. See if they have as much courage when they are in my power as they show when they think I am in theirs.
Shall you show yourself to them, master?
Perhaps, keeping my mask on, of course. That I have not decided on as yet. However, I will talk to them. As the water creeps up and up, my voice will be the last thing they hear. Did you leave the short wave set open?
Yes, master. Your voice can reach them anywhere in the tunnel.
And likewise, we can hear them, no matter where they are. I shall open my set here. It's already heated. We shall hear our friends. It should be amusing.
Well, there's where the water's coming in.
I'm going to stuff my jacket in that pipe. Maybe that'll stop it.
No use, Barney. Let's try that seawall door.
Yeah. The water isn't coming in fast. We may yet have time.
The octopus laughed.
Yes, Quanu, I laugh. And with good reason. Barlow thinks they may yet have time to escape. And will still think so when the water is over their heads and they must swim in order to breathe. But if they had an eternity of time, they could not escape the octopus now.